You have unfinished business with someone. You've been thinking about reaching out to someone. Someone's been thinking about reaching out to you. This is part two. I really want to see more about this connection. But in part one, we talked about this pull you feel towards each other. It's giving twin flame. It's giving you came into each other's lives and you shook each other up. You revealed hidden truths that you didn't know about yourself, things you thought you had healed from, and that you met this person, and then it was like, whoa, just kidding, I'm actually not as healed as I thought. And right now, you're definitely in separation if this is for you. But there's an energy here of I just keep hearing, and I just heard a train screech to a halt. This connection could have ended very suddenly, very abruptly. But I'm not getting that there was a big fight or a big blow up, okay? It's more just the energy of I'm literally hearing, I gotta go my own way. What about us? What about everything we've been through? What about trust? You know, I never wanted to hurt you. Oh my God, that's hilarious. But, that's what it's giving. I gotta leave, but I'll miss you. It's like either you walked away or they walked away. And it kind of propelled meeting each other, propelled this spiritual awakening in both of you. And actually, I'm really hearing that you've grown up since knowing this person. They've grown up too. You were necessary in each other's lives. That's why I'm getting heavy twin flame energy. Now, again, this is not a toxic ex. This is not someone that did you so dirty. It's really just giving that. It's almost like what I keep hearing is it's the lack of what they did. It's not what they did. This could also be you. Okay, there's the runner and the chaser. So take it how it resonates. But it's not what you did or what they did, it's the lack. It was not feeling like you or they could fully open up because there was these unhealed traumas coming up time and time and time again. But it does feel like you, and it's really giving this energy of it's been a long time coming. Okay, it's been slow. We literally have. And I keep hearing sirens, so sirens could confirm this for you. But we have the Nine of Pentacles here. Nine of Pentacles, Nine of Wands, 999 could be significant here. Literally, Nine of Swords again. Like this person, it's kind of one of those things where the runner, I feel like you thought about this person less than the chaser, okay? But the you still are in each other's energy. Again, it's one of those things where I talked about this a lot in part one, but it's just really one of those things where you weren't able to give each other what you needed then. You weren't able to fully open up in the ways that you might have wanted to, or they weren't fully able to open up in the ways that they wanted to. Non-gender, it's for literally anyone. He, they, non-binary, slay, honey. I'm non-binary, they, them. But again, it's almost like, again, like planting the seeds, And there's an element here of it's almost like bashfully, like I'm kind of getting this energy of like, hey, like I want to apologize. There's an energy here of wanting to reconcile or someone wanting to apologize to the other. And this is something that, you both been working on healing your inner child here. Yeah, this past winter probably was not very, it could have, you even could have split up in the winter, okay? But it's been something that's been a long time coming. I know it's a big collective, so and I know I'm being specific, but to take what resonates and leave what doesn't for you, okay? But I want to get some more cards to see. But with this moon, there's an element of illusion, and you guys have been going back and forth. Should I just walk away? Should I follow my heart? Or should I just walk away? Like, should I reach out? A lot of hermit mode, a lot of finding that star within, healing, inner child healing, shadow work, But it really does feel like this person or you or both wants to reconcile. Page of Wands, like a passionate new beginning. And this is something that the King of Swords, you've thought about it a lot, or they've thought about it a lot. And again, it's really giving that. This randomly just showed up into your energy, randomly. Nothing's random, but it just showed up again. And you're like, what the frick? Like, why is this showing up in my life? Like, why? Like, but again, there's a runner and a chaser. So tell, let me know in the comments which one you are. Yeah, a lot of overburdened energy. Let's see. Four of Pentacles. Yeah, it's just this energy of wanting to hold on to what you have so tightly, afraid to reach out. Like, some of you are the reacher out or whatever, you know, afraid to reach out, afraid to speak your mind. But Spirit's saying, hey, just do it. Just reach. Like, and again, nothing that's meant for you will ever pass you by. The Lovers, love yourself enough to, this card wants to come out, the page energy here. Love yourself enough to follow your heart. And again, I'm not saying that you're destined to be together. This is not for those people that had a really toxic, you know, okay? Not for those people that had like a really toxic ending here. Yeah, it's more just like you both weren't ready. The Emperor. Oh! Ah, no. Sorry, I'm like screaming. My roommates. Guys, Queen and the King of freaking Pentacles. Do you see this energy? Ah, babe. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Wow. That's tea. Yeah, there is divine counterpart energy here. There is potential here. And again, it's not, my nose itchy. I'm literally hearing, it's the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. Oh, and now looking in your eyes, I'm feeling my heart, the start of something new. Oh, yeah. But it really feels like there is potential for like new energy here. You know, you've both been working on yourselves. You've been filling your own cups, and that's why this is going to come in. And you've been thinking about it. Like, you know, you've been thinking about this person in your life. And again, use your discernment. This is not a toxic thing. This is something where you just needed some time apart to find. Literally, I channeled the first, but gotta go my own way. You know, but Troy and Gabriella, they always get back together. Let's just put it out there. They could even be twin flames themselves, honey. But you know, it's just this energy of you, and I'm itchy all of a sudden. Itchy, uncomfortable. You could feel itchy. Like, this is just like itchy. It's like, it's in your energy. It's on your mind. And no matter what you do or how over it you are or how many other dates you've gone on since you met this person, it doesn't matter. It's like, they're up in your energy. Page of freaking cups. What did I freaking say, honey? There's a new page. There's a new energy here, okay? Page of cups. Passion and emotion. You're both very passionate and emotional about each other, and it's going to manifest in the physical. And there's something here about a fresh start. Again, it's the start of something new. Ah, babe, what's behind? Oh my God, and I saw the Two of Pentacles in my head in the first bit. So, you know, you're both unintentionally manifesting each other. Try not to think so hard about this, but again, if you're the person who's been thinking about reaching out, there's no harm in that, you know. But again, it's no toxicity, no, you know, it's just, it ended amicably is what I'm hearing. Like, the ending was amicable. Is that a word? Whatever, you know what I mean. I'm also dehydrated. You could feel like this is like sucking the life out of you or like sucking something from you, but I just really feel like there's an invisible string like tying you to somebody else. No matter how much you have tried to escape it, it keeps coming back around. Isn't that a song? Goes around, comes around. I don't even remember what that is, but that could confirm this. But there's an energy here of healing. Yay! We love to heal. You know how much we love the little naked baby on the horse, honey. Riding off into the sunset, not giving an F. That's about to be you with this person, okay? So, and I know that either you or them or both, you're weighing the options, considering. Like, you know, you're really wondering, should I hold on to this or should I speak my truth, okay? But Spirit's saying, hey, you know, you'll know if you're the runner or the chaser. You know, you don't have to, if you are the one who's feeling them, their energy, but your intuition is telling you not to reach out, don't. If your intuition's telling you to reach out, do. You know, it's like, listen to yourself. It's not that deep, but there does seem to be, woo, possibility, justice here, okay? Some of you, it's like you want to fight for each other. And this very well could be a thing where it works out in some way, or maybe you're meant to be in each other's lives in this moment, but you never know. I'm just hearing there's a lot of unknown. Thank you, Spirit. We literally have the Seven of Cups here, okay? So there's a lot of unknown, but, you know, just know that there is something about this that is meant to come into fruition, and nothing that's meant for you will ever pass you by, so it's all good, okay? I love you. We're going to do a part 3 oracle confirmation for my subscribers. Don't get scammed. I'll never message you first. Personal readings are at the link in my bio. And if you made it all the way here, comment what this is for you and a star emoji because you're a star. Okay, I love you. Meet you at part 3.